Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. Blessed, you know, motivated, inspired this morning, encouraged this morning. You know, it's been a lot of looting and rioting going on due to the Floyd George incidents. And, you know, we all know there's no justice, no peace, you know. But at the end of the day, I do have a problem with, you know, people that's saying that they're for Black Lives Matter and they're destroying Black-owned businesses and stuff like that, white-owned businesses that's not racist and stuff like that. And, you know, like, it's just really getting out of hand. But at the end of the day, you know, as culturistic people, the culturistic side looking at it, back in some days, you know, years and years ago, you would have to do your history and your research. A lot of bloggers were saying on yesterday that it was done to us years ago. Black Wall Street Massacre. I was reading all kind of articles for the May 31st thing, and I'm like, wow, you learn something new every day. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of what we learn new every day, guys, and, you know, what's going on in the world and what was done to us years and years ago, we want to respect our fellow neighbors and still have respect for ourselves as well. And, you know, just let everybody know that at the end of the day, we got to stay within peace. You know, if you lose friends from doing what's right, or you lose followers from doing what's right, hey, you got to do what's right. Because I don't want nobody coming on a business that I work hard as a Black woman and come tearing up my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I am angry that George Floyd was, you know, murdered like that on live TV. That was distraught. That was torment, you know. So at the end of the day, yes, we're in an out war, we're in an outrage, we're ready to tear something up. Those officers need to be brought to justice. Yes, I do agree. Petitions need to be signed. Yes, I do agree, and I done signed it. Execution, okay? All four. Y'all already was fighting them in the back seat. We done seen all the footage. You fight them in the back seat. You ran around to the other side of the truck. You threw the man down. You put your feet on the neck. The other officers got their body pressing down on him as well. It was four officers pressing down on his body. We all saw that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it made us angry. Yes, we're ready to turn something up, because as soon as we do something to people wrong, we getting the book thrown at us. We already know that. That's what the big argument is. You know what I'm saying? And the world is looking at it like, hey, we can't get Floyd George back. You can get, you know, stores and items and all of that and all that stuff back. And, you know, stuff like that. So I understand America's anger. You know what I'm saying? With the looting and going crazy and this and that. I just want everybody to be safe, because the way I seen some of these people getting hurt, I mean, I think somebody got shot, somebody got killed, somebody's head was bust open, news reporter was leaking blood. They jumped all on top of the truck. Yo, they wilding all through America, yo. They is wilding all through America. But me and the girls are safe. We're happy. The girls had started their remote learning this morning. We had pancakes, eggs, and bacon. You know, we trying to get off to a good week. But, you know, me on the other end, working on a little side business for today as much as I can. Because, you know, America, we in distraught right now. Woo! They acting up here in New York City. And they said that most of the acts is not as many people that's from here, from New York City. They're from other places. So, you know, yeah, America's in an uproar. And we really need to get some justice served so we can stop all this racism, brutality. You know what I'm saying? It's really just a racist person could be in any form, not just an officer. It could be a lawyer. It could be a store clerk. It could be a grocery store clerk. Racism comes in all different forms. All different nationalities have some type of racism. You know what I'm saying? And yes, we as Blacks, we do catch a lot of hell. But us as Blacks, we raise a lot of hell, you know, as well. But at the end of the day, not for nothing, I love all my people. We are one nation under God, with the liberty and justice for all, you know. So we all know that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the way y'all out there getting y'all head busted open to this and that, y'all probably be protesting, looting, or whatever you gonna decide to do. But you ain't supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? We getting more people getting hurt. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of arrests in New York, and I'm just, oh man, it was so painful and tearful. I was like, oh, mayhem. Woo! Father, Father, help us, help us. The country is in turmoil right now, you know, and we in an outroar. And until there's justice being brought, there's going to be a lot of looting and hooting and shooting and cahooting, you know. Hey, woo. Justice needs to be served so that we, the people, can get back to normality. That's how I feel. Please, people be safe. But I'm here, guys, not for nothing. That's what the big topic for Monday is. I'm pretty sure it's the big topic for a lot of people out here today. I have friends from all nationalities who are not racist. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, racism is a big thing in the country, and we've known this all our life. You know what I'm saying? And it bothers me to a certain extent. But long as nobody not, you know, forsiphing they racism and I can't see it, you know, it keeps the sting down. But soon as you can see the racism going on, it's going to stir the anger back up, because people start thinking about what happened to their ancestors, what happened to their foremothers, or what happened to one of their family members that got killed by a cop, you know what I'm saying, or this and that, or been murdered out here in these streets, cold blood murder. You know, so, hey, we up against a lot. You know what I'm saying? But what we got to do, we still got to save our children. At the end of the day, we got children out here. We got to save our children. You know, businesses was getting burned down, broken into, all kind of stuff. And I'm sitting here like, people are, you want to loot or do you want to steal? You know, hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is. People do what they want to do when they're angry. I just don't want to see nobody out here getting hurt. We out here to stand up for Floyd George, for justice for him, and them officers be brought to justice, and that's what we're standing for. Far as anything else, nah, I ain't with it. Yes, I am black, and yes, I am proud, and I'm going to stand with my people all day, and I will be out there protesting with y'all if I didn't have these little babies. But running up in stores, stealing and tearing up stuff and setting stuff on fire, woo, that's some gang stuff right there. Yeah, but not for nothing, guys. Y'all stay focused, stay encouraged, stay positive. If you're going to be out there protesting, please wear your mask. Be safe. Haven't been hearing too many issues or anything going on about the coronavirus. But I guess the looting and burning stuff and, you know, and whatever, maybe it's just gone away. But y'all need to be safe and catch the second phase around, come around, and everybody be sick, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, Black Diamond just want to show her love, care, and concern, speaking on a few American topics that we all as leaders need to speak on, you know, from a righteous point of view. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, be safe, protest, stand up, be a voice, but be safe. You know what I'm saying? Do not harm others. You know what I'm saying? And just because y'all see these little businesses with certain names on it and this and that, you think a white man owned it or a racist person owned this, racist person owned that. No. You got some of us black owners out here, too, that buy into franchises. You understand? So, you know, we gotta be mindful, you know what I'm saying, on our actions. And actions speak louder than words. So that's what they're trying to show their anger out here, you know. Y'all can get another Bloomingdale's. Y'all can get another Gucci store. Y'all can get another Target. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. We can't get another Floyd George. You know what I'm saying? George Floyd. You know, so these people, this is the anger that they feel. And this is why they're doing what they're doing, because action speaks louder than words. So if they go ahead and put some action in to go ahead and bring these officers to justice, the world can calm down. Put all these officers on the big screen. Show the people that they are going down for murder. You know what I'm saying? And give the people some peace so that we can have some peace out here. Because we have been in the house for the last 70-something days up here in New York City. So, you know, New York City already have a lot built up in them. Okay, from being in the house this long, losing jobs, can't pay mortgages, can't do the things that they used to do, can't go sit at their favorite bars and restaurant. People angry. Okay, period. A lot of people done died up here from the COVID-19, couldn't bury their loved ones, couldn't go in the hospital. People angry. And then here it is, some racism stuff going on while we locked down in the house with the coronavirus. Yes, the people was mad. So Black Diamond just here to try to explain to y'all, if for the ones who keep asking themselves why what's going on. You have to always understand the nature around you. And that's why I say I always made the perfect candidate of whatever was going on around me, because I understand the environment. I understand the mindset. I understand the way that people think, because it's days that we just, you know, we might not be going through no racism or going through anything. And then, you know, you angry or something upsets you, you be ready to tear something up. You ready to tear something up to, you know, the problem solved. That's just the mentality at times. You know what I'm saying? But not for nothing, God can bring you out of any situation, any mindset, any critical thinking, anything that you're going on that's going to bring you back from your success that you're headed on. You understand? So, like, right now, me climbing up from the bottom to the top, I'm not trying to let too much distract me from what I'm trying to do as a mother. You know what I'm saying? And that's to teach my kids that protesting is right, because you got to stand up for your right. You got to be a voice. You understand? But fighting other innocent officers that's been good and this and that, and I let them know that it is some good officers out there that done saved my life plenty of times. Okay? Living in the bad girl world. Okay? So, at the end of the day, and I'm an officer, a security officer. Been a security officer in New York for 6 years for a lot of shelters here, men's shelters, women's shelters, family shelters, everything. So I got a lot of NYPD been good to me. You know what I'm saying? The situation with Eric Garner, everybody that's in uniform don't have an honorable heart. You understand? So that's just like, you got a police officer right here, you got a judge right here, and you got a cook right here, right? Okay, but all three of these people don't like black people, okay? So they're hiding behind their uniform, but they're still a racist. So you never know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Your boss at your job probably don't like black people. You'll never know until a situation steamed itself. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, guys, let's just protect ourselves. Pray for the people with this type of mindset that's still out here, because, you know, racism still exists, and that's not something that's going to change overnight. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is, whenever a situation occurs, we the people stand up, speak up, and get justice. You know what I'm saying? And I guess this is the way that America wants to get justice. I've been looking at several news channels, and I'm down in Carolina, where I'm originally from. They done tore up the Walmarts down there. I'm like, Lord, now why y'all do Uncle Sam? Lord, y'all know we need Uncle Sam. Done tore Walmart up. But like I said, the people is looking at it like this. Y'all can get another Walmart. Y'all can get more supplies. We cannot get another Floyd George Floyd. Understand? We can't. So that's the way the people looking at it. That's the way their mindset is right now. And no justice, no peace, guys. That's just what it is. But at the end of the day, guys, I love you all. Stay encouraged. Stay inspired. Do what you got to do to stay on top. Please stay safe. Continue to wear your mask. And if you're going to protest, loot, whatever it is that you want to do, just be safe, okay? Some people's getting locked up, don't got no bail money. Some people getting their head bust, probably ain't got no medical insurance. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful of what you're getting involved in. You can protest, but you don't have to be as violent. You know, and this is the Black Diamond speaking. I love you guys. Until next time, everyone be well. Ooh.